The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? You are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, who bestows upon us all eternal life.
Amen.
Well, we're coming upon graduation time, a time of marking, a time of transition, a rite of passage. James, congratulations on your graduation and going on to college. Like so many people are, I'm sure countless students will be going off to shepherding school. But then again, maybe not. And yet, throughout the theme of our readings this morning, and even the hymns that we have chosen, is the theme of shepherding, of being a shepherd, of having a shepherd walk with you to guide you through the valleys of shadows, to prepare a place for you, to set a table for you. Such incredibly powerful images, not limited just to the 23rd Psalm, which, by the way, is the most recognized passage in Scripture. When I was at CDSP, there was a senior project that we did in cooperation with the Graduate Theological Union, which is a consortium of about 20 seminaries now located in Berkeley. And there was a six-month project where we sent out questionnaires and had focus groups in association with other seminaries around the country. And we asked people what was the passage that they most recognized. And 25% of them said the 23rd Psalm. 60% said the Psalms were their favorite portion of the Bible, which I found absolutely fascinating. I thought they surely say the Gospels. But people generally to the Psalms. There's something about comfort and strength, laments, as well as joy in the words of those songs that were sung when they were in exile, when they were brought back, when they knew God. And I think what I love about the 23rd Psalm is that it's like a roadmap, a guidepost, if you will, for living the Christian life from Monday to Saturday, shall we say. How we encounter our daily comings and goings, and how God's gift to us of being with us, of calling us out by name, of knowing that our shepherd is the one who guides the sheep and will not let us stray, is so incredibly crucial in times when we find ourselves in dark valleys. You see, what's so incredible about the Psalms for me, and in particular the 23rd Psalm, is the incredible use of metaphors. Now, you may think, well, I rarely go into dark valleys because I'm smart. I turn the lights on. But I suspect there have been times in your life journey, in the past and perhaps even now in the present, and I suspect for most of us it will come again, that no matter how good the AAA roadmap is, no matter how good, right, our Google Maps are, we're going to find ourselves unexpectedly in a valley where it is dark, in the terrain. things in the world. We may stumble on rocks that are in our way, on our feet. And maybe in that time, especially, we will remember the words of the 23rd Psalm. Even though I go into the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. In the presence of my enemies, you set me apart so that I might feast. Not on the fear of those who wish to do me harm, but in the certainty of the abundance of your presence. Now, this is not some sort of Hallmark a la Mother's Day card that we're talking about. Because the psalmist who wrote these words knew of the reality of the fears we face. The fears they faced then and the fears we face now. You see, there's a timeless nature to the psalms and to the readings that we hear. In the passage from John's Gospel, Jesus again is speaking of himself as the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep hear my voice. And I think that's important for us to remember because I believe God calls out to us. Jesus speaks to us in as many different voices as it takes until we say yes. Until we allow ourselves to embark with us, to guide us. And that immediately speaks of communion. It speaks of a covenant that God has made with you and me and the person beside you and those you'll encounter in the week ahead and the months ahead. And this covenant, it's not written on some piece of paper that we can lose or tear or fade or even burn. It is written on our hearts. And it says to us this: trust that I will be with you. Realize that I will not abandon you. Know that there is no place you can go where I will not be with you. And my love for you is constant. As the rain and dew nourishes the earth and causes the grass to grow, the flowers to bloom, so my love will be poured into your hearts. All you have to do is accept it. For you see, the beauty of God's love, of God's grace, of God's hope, of God's joy, of God's calling us to eternal life, is it's not dependent on you believing it. It's not dependent on you at all. Other important than for you to say yes, for you to say, I accept it. For you see, trust is a two-way street. It's difficult to trust someone unless you allow yourself to do so. They can extend the trust over and over to you, but unless you say yes and allow yourself to be vulnerable to experience the trust, you will not experience it, even though it's right there. So I think we need to hear again on this Good Shepherd Sunday that God will not abandon us, that Jesus will hold on to us through all things, that God will never, ever let us go. I think we need to hear it again. I need to hear it again. And guess what? I'm the one preaching, so I'm going to tell it again. Ooh, I love that. We need to hear it again. The child that may be afraid of safety at home needs to hear it again. The spouse who may be victimized by domestic violence needs to hear it again. The college student who wonders whether or not there will be any jobs when they graduate after spending all this money and going into debt, they need to hear it again. I am with you, says the God of hope, says Jesus Christ, says the Spirit that surrounds us and lifts us up. To the person fearful of being stopped by the police because of their skin color, they need to hear it again. To the police officer who never knows what will happen when he arrives on the scene, they need to hear it again. To the one marred and afraid, when we find ourselves in the darkest of valleys, and when we think we are by ourselves, we need to hear it again. And tell me that in the face of harsh realities, the even greater reality of God's unending, undying, unconditional, and unyielding love, the voice of the shepherd calls us. Sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. No one will snatch them out of my hand. God is still with us on this Sunday. And sheep will be with us tomorrow. In the day after. Ourselves in the darkest of valleys, He will be there to hold us so we will not be alone. The God who drew near to us as Emmanuel, God with us, back in that December, that cold night, in that trough, wrapped in swaddling clothes, that little baby, so vulnerable as we all are, is still with us. For Jesus says at the conclusion of Matthew's gospel, I am with you even unto the end of the age. So no matter how crazy or difficult or stressful or scary our lives may be, there is nonetheless God's choice to be with us. The God who loves us, accompanies us, who will hold on to us through all life, even through death and into new life with God.